Good morning. And yes, it is still morning, 9:01 a.m., March 11th, Sunday morning. Happy Daylight Savings Time. Sometime yesterday, I realized that it was Daylight Savings Time, but I forgot about it. So when I got up this morning and saw that it was 6:30 on my clock, I thought, oh my God, I really overslept. Not realizing that the clock needed to be put ahead an hour. It was really 7:30. It's taken me all this time to get my act together to get out on the road. Boy. So it's a bit warmer. It's nearly 40 degrees. I'm still wearing my fleece. It's perhaps overkill. But it's also gray and overcast and a bit damp. So it's a little raw. It's a bit on the raw side. See, beyond that, it's Sunday. I didn't get an awful lot done yesterday, I have to say. I got the post up, but I think that may have been the last productive thing I did all day. No, that's not true, because we went outside and worked in the yard. But one of the problems, and I took pictures of it months ago, we had the big snowstorm that took down all the limbs and stuff, broke off the trees last October. Some of those limbs are still there because they're too heavy to move, and I don't have a chainsaw to cut them off. But since then, we've had several windstorms that have brought down more limbs. And it's quite a big pile. So we went out yesterday and spent an hour or so, I don't remember exactly how long, breaking off smaller branches, stripping down the limbs, packaging them up so that we could put them out at the curb. At some point, we're going to have to probably get a tree trimmer to come in and chunk up the rest, put it through their shredders, and basically move the stuff out of here. But it's really quite astonishing how much trash has fallen into the backyard from the trees. Quite shocking, all told. So anyway, walking. I tried to pick up the pace a little bit. I'm feeling it in my calves and my shins. I'm trying to walk a little bit faster. I'm trying to get a little more of a workout going. I really need to do something about the poundage. Yesterday was a pretty low trauma day in terms of food intake. A little more than the day before, but not a lot more. I think around 1,800 calories, maybe 2,000. I think we're getting there. Had a bagel with salmon on it for breakfast. That was actually quite a big chunk of carbohydrates and fat with the cream cheese. The salmon was, I count as a bonus. It was also just a couple of ounces of salmon. So probably not a significant amount. In terms of vitamin E and all the rest of it. But it did taste good. It's back to cereal and fruit this morning. I'm still trying to hike along. And it's hard to hike and talk. I'm moving at a pace where I have enough air to either keep walking or to talk to you. So I'm not sure how coherent I'm going to be. One thing I did notice was that the topic that I picked up on yesterday has really started to pick up a lot of traction around Scott Turow, who is an author and the president of the Authors Guild, had this letter that he wrote. I think I talked about that. Complaining about the fact that the DOJ was investigating these fine upstanding companies who were simply trying to protect themselves against the ravages of predatory practices of Amazon. And while I understand what they're saying, a lot of the refutations that have come out lately Let me start it again. A lot of the criticism of his response underscores the fact that he is the president of the Authors Guild. He is one of the mainstream bestseller authors. And for people like him, it must really seem like the sky is falling. But it is his argument is more than a bit specious. It's quite lovely in its disingenuousness. And I'm not gonna take it apart here, because there's plenty of places. David Goffin has put out a post on Scott Turow, and Conrath and Eisler took his letter apart paragraph by paragraph, and it's really quite staggering that a person who is in fact an attorney, who has studied rhetoric argument, who knows how to make a legitimate argument, fell down quite badly. I'm pretty sure it was in response to somebody who asked him to write the letter. Can't imagine that this was something that he did on his own. It smacks of, well, I'm president, I suppose I better say something. It would have been nice if he'd said something rational. So it goes, I guess. So 9 o'clock, the morning is half over. I'm just getting out for my walk. I haven't got anything done, including breakfast. I haven't had a cup of coffee yet. Oh, the humanity. What is it with the heavy trucks on a Sunday morning? Yeah, I think it's a diesel. A diesel pickup. Aye. So, my pace has fallen off. I'm not quite sure. I need to try to pick it up again. I really need to make an extra mile. I really need to add something to my workout to get over this sort of plateau. The problem is the time just kills me. I find it very difficult to say, all right, I'm going to add another hour to my workout day. I'm going to try to find another. If I added a mile, you know, if I add another 20 minutes to the hour I already spend on this effort. The other side of it is that if I don't do something, it doesn't look like things are going to move too much. I can cut back. It's only been a couple days. I have to be a little patient. I haven't made a lot of progress toward my 2-week goal of losing 2 pounds, but a little bit at a time. The food intake is one that's significant that I need to pay some careful attention to. Probably need to count better. I had a single bowl of chili last night, but it was chili that probably had a lot of fat in it. Also, probably hasn't shown up in terms of body weight yet, so it's not like that was the killer. The variation over the last 3 days has been less than a half a pound, which at 196 pounds is about a quarter of a percent, which is, I'm not sure that that's a significant difference from day to day. I was very excited yesterday, of course, that I dropped nearly, I thought I dropped a pound, but I went back and looked, and it was like 3/4 of a pound from the first day to the second. But I'm back up a half a pound today, so I'm actually up a bit more. But the difference in my weight today versus 2 days ago is within a few ounces. And I wonder what I could do. Getting the walking treadmill going, perhaps, and being assiduous about the time I spend on it. If I spent 2 hours a day riding on the treadmill, that would be an extra 2 miles a day. Because I only move it. The treadmill only goes, I only put it like a mile an hour, so that I can saunter along and still not have my arms swing while I'm walking, which is one of the key components. The arms are swinging today, I'll tell you. I noticed the other morning when I tried to pick up the pace, I actually did come in a minute shorter on the last 20. So a 5% improvement in terms of speed, time. And if I could cut this down by 2 minutes out of 20, that would be 10%. Would also be a considerably more rigorous cardiovascular workout, as talking and walking are, they're not mutually exclusive, but I think that the talking part helps as a kind of a gauge. If I have enough air to walk, to talk, then I've got enough to walk. That's one thing I'm not doing. I haven't figured out my heart rate. I need to deal with that. I wonder if I can get one of them fancy little heart rate monitor thingies to wear as a wristwatch. It'd probably scare me. La-di-da, la-di-da. The overcast is peeling off. The clouds are breaking up a bit. It's still a pretty good overcast directly overhead. The sun is up, as you can imagine, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Sun is up at a good rate, a good distance, and there's a bit of blue sky coming up behind it. It's almost like it's burning the clouds away, and it might very well be warming the atmosphere enough that the condensation is no longer tenable. It was a bit moist when I first came out. It's not quite so moist anymore. Wow. It is a calm morning. That was a train on the tracks, blowing its horn, blowing its whistle. It's got to be 2.5 miles away. Wow. Oh, my students are halfway through Cubans, the teaching machine, and they're liking this a lot. It's interesting to see how much they identify with writing that confirms their belief system. And it's not too surprising, but I find it fascinating the degree to which they're willing to support Cuban in his vision of why technology has failed in the classroom. And a lot of them, in spite of the fact that I've actually spelled out what Cuban is saying, a lot of them seem to be pretty much ignoring it and are instead focusing in on the detail factors and ignoring the larger picture. Now, the reason that these technologies failed isn't because it was introduced by somebody from outside the school. It's because the teachers themselves don't know how to learn with the technology. We keep talking about the need for professional development, and it's stupid, because professional development is not the answer to retraining 7 million teachers. The answer to that question is the same one that is the answer to the question of what do we do about education in the United States? And the answer, unfortunately, the answer is not more schools. It's not better teachers. The answer is a reduction in the credentialing system, removing the stranglehold on credentialing, the monopoly on credentialing that education has. It's going to be interesting to see how what is playing out in the media, what's playing out in music, in video, in movie, in books, how that's going to play out when we start talking about one of the last real monopolies, one of the last real throttles on economic development, and that's education. Really, the decline in American culture, in America as an economic force, the decline really closely parallels the rise of the MBA and the CEOs, so that the people who were running the companies were no longer people who understood what their business was. They only understood business. And the rise of human resources, so that the people who were in charge of hiring no longer cared about what any individual actually knew. They only cared about whether or not they had the right credential. It's pretty astonishing to watch how that has come to pass. At any rate, I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.